I am Johnny Massacre and welcome to the Johnny Massacre Show. This is the Thursday Night Massacre. On tonight's show, a new Star Wars movie trailer has reportedly dropped. Let's watch it together and enjoy my reaction. Who's fucking with me? Give me a hell yeah! Alright, here you go. New Star Wars trailer. Not even joking. Here we go. Knights of Ren coming to Disney Plus. So, yeah, that, first of all, people are questioning whether this is real or not. To me, that's pretty fucking obviously real. If that isn't real, if that is a hoax, it's a fucking amazing hoax. And I would reserve judgment because the footage looks like it's on a cam or something. And if you were going to hoax such a thing, you would fake an environment that looks like it's on a cam, so it wouldn't be that clear, so your eyes could be deceived. So keep that in mind. But it's so well executed and has that sterile polish of Disney that it's famous for. I'll be amazed if that is fake, for starters. Secondly, although everyone's saying this is a movie, new Star Wars movie, it says Disney Plus, so it's probably, if it's a movie, I'll be a little bit surprised. Disney Plus is probably more likely to be a series. So I think this is actually going to be a series. So apologies for the clickbait title, but everyone's saying this is a new Star Wars movie. And some people think it is exactly that, but I'm coming out and saying I think it's a series if it's true. Now, what about the actual trailer itself? Whether it's real or not. Let's imagine it's real. Let's play devil's advocate. Let's play Darth Vader's advocate. So they use the classic, there's so many classic lines in Star Wars, and for this trailer they use the classic line, fear leads to anger leads to hate, or hate leads to suffering. I think that's it. And that was said by Yoda, and I think that was actually from the fucking prequels. The prequels didn't have much good about them, not many memorable lines, especially in comparison to the original Star Wars. But they did have a few memorable lines, and that is one of them. Fear leads to anger. No, but that's got to be in the original Star Wars. Fear leads to anger. Which movie? I don't want to get this wrong. Yeah, Star Wars Episode 1. So the prequels did have a few memorable moments. My other favorite line of the prequels is, execute order 66. That's a fucking good line. Anyways, fear leads to anger leads to hate, hate leads to suffering, I believe is what it is. And they regurgitate that line for this. Okay, you can see how amazing the original Star Wars is, because even after these prequels, which I've thought are fucking awful, and even after the sequels, which if you see my reviews, starting with this one here, you will know that I absolutely despise it. And despite all of this, despite me accepting that Star Wars is dead now and Disney has killed it, us fans still get hyped over shit like this. So my initial reaction is nostalgia and hype. But then when I use my rational, cognitive, fully functioning brain, I change my emotions and I start to focus more on something intellectual, if you will. This isn't from my heart. This is from my head, is what I'm saying. And that is, just make something new, you cunts. Just fucking make something new. The original Star Wars is so fucking good because it was super original. Yes, I know it was based on a few other things, but the actual dialogue, the script was all original and it was amazing. And because it was well written, it's become one of the most enduring franchises of all time. So you have to go into any new intellectual property in that Star Wars universe with the same mindset. We're going to make new dialogue. We're going to make new lines that are going to be quotable for decades to come. But no, if this is real, you're just going to make the same mistakes that you made in Force Awakens and shit. You're going to dig up the past. You're going to rehash a lot of stuff. So actually, I don't really like that. But they did change it a little bit. So he says, anger leads to hate. Anger leads to fear. Fear leads to hate. Hate leads to power. So he changed it. So this is obviously taking the original, and it's not doing what I said because they're still piggybacking off the original. Just changing one word doesn't make it original or great, but they're taking that original concept and they're going to weave a storyline around that and say, well, these dark side users are kind of doing something different. They have a different philosophy, and these are the Knights of Ren. Now, I don't know a whole lot about the Knights of Ren because really all the side stories and canon and lore away from the first three films, I don't really care that much about. I know that'll piss off the nerds, but I'm not here to placate anyone or just get clicks because it's my Star Wars. I'm here just to give my honest opinion, and I'm not just really that interested in the lore outside of the original three movies, but lore there is. So the Knights of Ren, I believe, they're a group of kind of rougher looking dark side users. If Darth Vader and the Emperor represent the kind of Brioni suit of Star Wars, these motherfuckers are more like the punk jeans with a few rips in it. They turn up with battle scarred armor and look intimidating. They're a rogue band of dark side force users. They use slightly different vocabulary. I believe they don't call it the dark side or dark force. They call it shadow or some shit like that. Someone will let me know in the comments below. And they roam around causing shit. They're good at close quarters combat and long range combat, so they're pretty feared, and they're led by someone I believe who is known as the Master of the Knights of Ren. And I believe in canon that guy has a bit of a hard on for Han Solo's son, Ben Solo, who is Kylo Ren in the sequels. And Kylo Ren is approached by the Master of the Knights of Ren, and Kylo Ren joins them, and in the end I think he rebels and ends up killing them. And I think that bleeds into the Rise of Skywalker, the awful movie, which I reviewed, which again you can see there. So I think that's what this will be about if it is real. I have to say, I do like the way you've got this, and I'm assuming he's the leader of the Knights of Ren, the Master of the Knights of Ren. That guy with the kind of rhino helmet. I like the way these hardcore dark side force users can kick so much ass just with a sword. And if it were any other weapon, they'd be less effective. There's no weapon that can cause as much destruction as a lightsaber in the Star Wars universe, albeit at close quarters. And for that reason, in order to be most effective with that weapon, number one, you have to be skillful enough to get into close quarters, and number two, you have to be able to kind of defend any long-range projectiles. And if you can do two of those things, you're going to be the most powerful fucker ever. And what I just said is in full display, that cool story mechanic where he actually has to get into close range of the fucking spaceship. I don't know what type of spaceship it is, but it's one of the good guy spaceships, and he's actually on the fucking spaceship with his lightsaber trying to crack it open like a tin of tomatoes where you snapped off the ring pull and you're just trying to fucking wedge it open with some shitty old can opener. I thought that was fucking cool. If this is a fan-made hoax, it's two things. Number one, it's amazing. Number two, it just goes to show you that perhaps the fans know better than the owners of the IP themselves. And that's actually some rare credit to Disney, because if this is real, it actually got me a little bit hype. Even though, the ideologue in me says, don't fucking trust these cunts, this is going to be shit. But hey, you've got to be open-minded, don't you? So I like that scene. I did like that. So there you go, Knights of Ren, new Star Wars movie, but I actually think it's a series, if anything, on Disney Plus. What do you think of that? Do you think it's real? Is it real? Do you want this? Do you like this? Is it a movie? Is it a series? All your thoughts in the comments box below, as usual. I am Johnny Masker, and if you're just joining us, we're discussing a leaked trailer apparently purporting to show a new Star Wars film or series. But if you've been watching from the beginning, stop your grinning and drop your linen, donate some cash, and let's keep winning. Streamlabs.com/Johnny Massacre. The more you donate, the more of these videos you're going to get. I have been Johnny Massacre, and I tell you what, mate, you better be back for the next video. Otherwise, I'll be coming around your ass. Please make sure to like and subscribe and hit that notification bell, because that is what all those other cunts tell you to do. Laters.